Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
All right, pick the man who's played rugby league very recently. He's the one sitting here with just a shirt on.
I thought you were going to say because of the scars on his face.
I am, of course, talking about the great man himself, Luke Lewis. Mate, congratulations on this year and everything, and welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Tones, and all the fans. It's pretty surreal, actually, if you're sitting here on a grand final night, knowing that you'll never lace the boots up. So it's a bit of a different feeling driving in, and really looking forward to how this match pans out, and I suppose how I'm feeling when they run out as well.
It's all been happening for you. I noticed a picture in the paper there. You were hobnobbing it with the Prime Minister at Kirribilli House. What's going on?
Yeah, mate, that was obviously Scotty Morrison's a massive Sharks fan. He invited our whole team and family and kids and parents. It was just a really good night, and sort of got the kickback Kirribilli House, looking at the ocean and just having an old-school barbecue, which was pretty cool. And you know, get out there and just grabbing, you know, bread with our hands and throwing the sauce on. It was just super relaxed.
Did ScoMo get the tongs out?
He was out there having a few beers and kicking the ball around with the kids. It was awesome.
A comedy apron at all?
How did he react, Louie, when you told him you're a massive fan of the Shooters Party?
He told me to get out, but he was all right.
How do you feel, though, the other side of the equation is that you clearly wanted to be inside ANZ Stadium tonight and got close?
It's been a pretty good season, I suppose. A little bit disappointing we didn't get here tonight, but Melbourne just way too good. No excuses. We tried everything we could to get to last week, but Melbourne turned up full of energy, ready to play, and you got to give credit to Coach Craig Bellamy. He's just knows how to get a team right when the team needs to be right and get them flying when they need to be flying. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough game tonight, but I'm fine that with Billy in the side, I can't see the Roosters, you know, winning purely just because I love Billy and I think he's going to be tough. But, you know, if Cooper plays...
I was going to ask you, for the Sharks, they play a pretty tough brand of football. Which side was the hardest for you to play this year? You know, like the Bunnies played some good football, but you know, these two teams finished 1-2.
Oh, well, both times we played the Roosters, they bashed us. So yep. I'm not expecting anything different at all. I think it's going to be a bash fest. I think Melbourne are, you know, pretty clinical at, you know, just getting through their game plan and knowing what they have to do in big moments, getting to kicks. And so I think it's going to come down to whoever sort of, you know, sticks to the game plan the longest and doesn't give away field position. And I think if Cooper does play, it's going to be super tight. But well, if Cooper doesn't play, I can't see the kicking game being as strong as Melbourne if Cooper's not there.
Well, when the Sharks beat Melbourne, you had the little trick play which threw Melbourne. You've got to take them out of their rhythm and their structure, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we find every time we've had success against Melbourne, we've always moved the ball from side to side and don't let their forward sort of wrestle the ruck and slow the ruck down. So that's something where we had a big success, and I know the Roosters are good at moving the ball. They've got some great players out wide, so I think they need to do that tonight. If they play straight up the middle, and they'll play straight into Melbourne's hands. So hopefully there's a bit of ball movement and some nice football as well.
In saying that, I mean, in the 2016 grand final, you made Cameron Smith do 73 tackles or something. So, you know, you need to find a way, obviously, to play around what they do in the middle of the field, but you also need a way to tire out some of their game managers and their bigger stars who can do some damage with the football.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our game plan back in 2016 was to make Smithy make over 60, 70 tackles and also try and get their halves to make at least 30-plus. And that was us, again, moving the ball from side to side but also trying to create quick play the balls and not get sort of bogged down with their wrestler around the ruck. But if you don't find those guys and you do run into their forwards, they're just going to tie you up, slow the game down to that suits them. So hopefully, the Roosters are moving the ball, finding the right spots in the field, and we get some flamboyant football out there.
Louis, you're used to playing with injury. I mean, your calves are basically put together with sticky tape and paddle pop sticks. You know what it is to get yourself ready for a game of footy under those conditions. What do you make of Reedy's mail? that Cooper Cronk been past medically fit?
Yeah, I find it very hard. I hope he is, because he's a great bloke and he's a great player, and you want him out in the field. You want your best 17 from both sides out there. But I've actually had a rotator cuff tear pretty bad, had a shoulder reconstruction because of it, missed out on a preliminary final for it, but I suppose you're getting your head right coming into a grand final. You can tell you that's the last game, give it anything you've got, just needle it up and do what you've got to do. But, you know, with a shoulder rotator cuff, if you don't get all the needles in the right spot and it doesn't deaden it, it doesn't matter what you do, you pass, you're going to feel it. Every tackle, you're going to feel it. Every grab, you're going to feel it. So I think Melbourne will probably definitely have a plan at getting that Cooper if he is playing. And Coop's going to have a massive game on his hands if he plays with an injury because he knows all the traffic's coming straight down his edge. But I can't see him playing with a rotator cuff tear the way it is.
Now you've bagged my mail. Can I ask you about Billy Slater? Because apparently last week, I think he presented you with the game ball at the end of the game because you guys are really good mates. Is that right?
Yeah, I built up a pretty good relationship with Billy over the years. Obviously, just getting the opportunity to play with him in the Kangaroos. But Melbourne were outstanding last week. I was actually blown away, to be honest. So walking off the field and Billy presented me with the game ball. You know, all the Melbourne players coming over and saying thank you and congratulations. And then all the fans just staying back in the grandstand and giving you a clap. And then after, also, I got to go out the back and, you know, see friends and family. But there was a lot of fans out the back just waiting to come over and say thanks and get photos. It was pretty special. So, you know, grew a big soft spot for Melbourne after that weekend, to be honest.
Hey, Louis, one of the most successful players to ever transition from the wing to the back row. Wendell tried it, didn't work. Why do you think that was?
Mate, I think you had too much speed, Wendell, to get go to the back row. But
how come you did it, though? I mean, it's obviously they're such different positions, and you went from having sort of not a lot of work and not a lot to do out there on the wing to going in there and being a guy that will make over 30 tackles and do something like 15 or 20 runs a game. I mean, how do you get the constitution to go in and perform like that after you spent so much time out wide when you're younger?
I think I had to, Gerds. Otherwise, the game would have left me behind and I probably wouldn't have been playing. Probably would have retired, you know, six, 7 years ago.
What, in size, in speed?
I just think everything, the game had changed. You know, you sort of become more of a, you know, sitting there waiting for the ball, whereas you need to sort of go in looking for it these days. And the ball doesn't get to your centres or winger as much as it used to. For me, obviously, I got pretty lucky. I had an injury, actually, and I was playing the centres, and then Adam Woolnough ended up doing his knee, had to go and play lock. Played lock and got the love of the game back. And I just wanted to be in the middle. You can go chasing the ball, get on either side of the field, and I just enjoy, you know, playing football for what it is and playing what's in front of you as well. So then you had to work on your defence and work on your engine, but that was pretty easy knowing that, you know, coming into pre-season, that's what I wanted to do. So, you know, pre-season's the perfect time to get your fitness up and get your engine right and work on your defence. And I worked on it pretty hard for 2 years, put a bit of weight on, and just fell in love with the game by moving in. I think if I was out wide, I would have just got bored and got stale and probably just would have walked away from it.
Louis, no one plays for individual awards, but you've won a Clive Churchill. It's a very elite group there. What did that mean to you to win that, you know, obviously the premiership, and then get announced as the Clive Churchill winner?
Oh, I couldn't believe it, to be honest. It's a funny story. There was a picture in the paper probably 6-7 months ago earlier of Jonathan Thurston with his daughter sitting on the ground, and he was holding it, and the RLPA come out and they done a bit of a meeting, what they usually do, and I seen that photo and I said to Mick Ennis, I want that photo. So I ended up actually getting it, cutting it out, sticking it on sort of one of my goals, and about 3 or 4 wins into our winning streak early in the year, I thought, I think we'll get to the grand final, and just kept writing it down. That's all I ever want to do. I want to win the grand final, win the Clive Churchill. It sounds a bit weird, but I think because I wrote it down so much, it just sort of happened. But mate, to be honest, I still pinch myself every day just to have the opportunity to run out in front of a packed house the way it was that night, to have my daughter sitting on my hip while we're walking the lap of honour, and, you know, looking in the crowd to see all those Cronulla fans never experience a win, and see them crying and saying thank you, and then you look over and see your family at the same time just enjoying the occasion, and it was pretty surreal, to be honest.
And tonight you get to go and do that lap of honour with the other retiring players. Who do you look for as you do that lap?
Yeah, I'd definitely be just looking at my daughter, my son and my wife that will be sitting in the crowd. I know my mum and that would love to be, but they're at home watching the game tonight. And yeah, to be honest, just all the fans just want to, you know, be obviously to see them all in the crowd and to say thank you. I know there's been a lot of, played at Penrith and Cronulla, and there's been a lot of fans there that have been outstanding, but it's just been all over in general. It's been absolutely amazing. And if it wasn't for everyone that's here today, and obviously Cronulla and Penrith fans, I wouldn't be who I am. So, very special and very humbled that I get to say thank you.
All right, well, in retirement, you're going to sit back and pork up like me, or are you going to keep yourself here? What's the plan?
Yeah, definitely, mate. I'll definitely be training. I've already started sort of getting into a bit of light training, a bit of walking, and yeah, just slowly keep the body moving. But, mate, I think I'll probably get a bit anal when it comes after footy, just sticking to a routine, making sure I'm training every morning, eating well, and trying to enjoy that sort of nice, healthy lifestyle.
Do you play golf, mate?
No, I'd love to say I could, but I'm a hacker, but
mate,
I love playing, but I'm a
mate,
hacker.
You'll love it, mate. There's
You've got a media career coming.
Plenty of pro-ams. He's a Fox. You've seen Fox, haven't you?
I got no idea what's going on. I'll be really honest with you. I'll go out to Vegas on the 2nd of October. I'm going over to watch Conor McGregor fight, which will be pretty cool. Wow, so, yeah. Just looking forward to that. Have a bit of holiday with some schoolmates and friends outside of footy, and when I get back, hopefully find my feet from there.
Well, you deserve everything that comes your way. Thanks so much, Luke Lewis, not just for today, but everything you've offered. Really appreciate it.
Thanks very much,
guys. There's a great man, one of the retiring superstars of our game, Luke Lewis, right here. It's Triple M Rocks, the NRL Grand Final.